Welcome to the Toy Rewind Podcast with your hosts, the Brothers Newland. Now, let's talk toys.
Hello, everybody. It's been a while. I'm Michael.
I'm John.
And I'm Andrew, and you're listening to the Toy Rewind Podcast, just a little place where the three of us like to get together and talk about toys from our childhoods. This week, one that kind of was around, I remember a few of these a little bit later in our childhoods, but a good one. We're going to rewind all the way back to 1996, which is really not that long ago if we think about it, but also it was a long time ago at the same time. It's kind of weird. I hate it when people talk about the 90s and I'm like, oh, that wasn't that long ago. And then I'm like, oh no, it was a long time ago.
30 years ago.
Yeah, it was 30 years ago. We're going to rewind back to 1996. We're going to talk about some wrestling figures released by Jax Pacific. And I put a good pause in there because it's really hard to say Jax Pacific and not say Jax Specific. So, yeah, these are going to be some interesting ones. We have a lot of good ones for WWF and everything like that to talk about. But before we can do that, John, why don't you do your thing?
All righty. So check us out over at ToyRewindPodcast.com, or you can check us out on CrossTheStreamsMedia.com. You can leave a voicemail if you're on CrossTheStreamsMedia if you'd like to. You can email us at ToyRewindPodcast@gmail.com. Instagram, X, Toy is all Toy Rewind Pod. Facebook and YouTube is Toy Rewind Podcast. And I know we just did something on YouTube, didn't we?
Yeah, just a few weeks ago we did. We opened up some superpowers.
Opening, yeah. I'm sitting there trying to think. I know we did something, but yeah, y'all opened up y'all's superpowers, your new ones.
Speaking of, I got my Batmans that I ordered like 2 days after we did that.
Oh, nice.
Some really awesome ones. Pretty quick. Yeah, they actually came in fast. I ordered them directly from McFarlane, and they came in super fast. These things are freaking amazing. They're going to stay
in package. You said the price was pretty good on them too, right?
It was like $30 for all of them. So you're looking at $10 a piece, basically. This one. I didn't know which one it was. The Zur-En-Arrh Batman. This thing is freaking amazing. I love this Batman. Ever since they released this one with the Funko version of it, if I can get this thing to refocus on me. When they did the Zur-En-Arrh one, I was just like, yeah, I want as many of these as I can possibly find. And so the fact that they did it, yeah, super happy about that. What'd you get, Michael?
Yeah, that's cool. I like those. I got something in the mail too, but I got
more Transformers. Buzzworthy.
Buzzworthy Bumblebee Optimus Prime. This is a studio series that I collect. It is from Dark of the Moon. It's got him with his trailer, and it's something cool. I got to get the regular version of him. The Buzzworthy Bumblebees are, I believe it's the Target exclusives, and there's like a some kind of deco difference between some paint difference between the regular and that, some kind of variation. So those are pretty cool. I got that. And do I have the other two? I had two others. I set them down somewhere over here.
Michael,
I got a couple more over there, but I picked those up at Canton a couple of weeks ago. So yeah.
Oh, speaking of Canton, you also got me some turtles.
You got them?
Yeah, they came in. So I got Triceraton, which is right here, actually. And then I think the other ones are a little tucked in, but Rat King. I got actually already had one of the military rafts that you got me. It had fallen off my shelf and was landing behind it, and so I didn't see it. So I got it, but I got another one of those. And then Zach, the alien guy. Zach's something like that. So yeah. But they're up in here. They're looking good. Well played with toys. Love that. love getting well played with toys because I knew whatever kid had them growing up, they enjoyed them the same way that I enjoyed mine when I, my original ones that I had. So didn't mind paying. They were like, what, we got them for like $10 a figure. They didn't come with accessories.
And negotiated and you told them what you wanted and the guy came back even lower. I was like,
yeah, I was like, cool. It was great. If it didn't come with accessories, well, the Rat King came with one.
Oh, did it? Okay.
The little, he's got two rats that he's holding by their tails basically. Uh-huh. And yeah. It came with that. But $10 for that, for well-played toys, I'm good with that all day long. Like, I'm just happy that that kid or adult, I don't know who it was, enjoyed those toys. But now they're on my shelf, and they're going to have a good life here. So it's all good. Love it.
Cool.
Now I'm just trying to get some more. So awesome. You guys ready to talk about some wrestling figures?
Yeah, there's a lot here to them, so we're not going to spend a lot of time. It'll take hours to go through all this, so we'll just
skim
through it. I bet our buddy Aaron is he'll really enjoy this. He's a wrestling fan.
He is. And Aaron, don't worry, we're still recording podcasts. We've just had some time here and here, so it's all good. Yeah. Apple is okay.
All right, let's go.
With that, let's rewind and get into it.
All right, so we're going to go back, like Andrew said, 1996, but let's go back a year sooner than that. We're going to go to 1995, which is when Jack's Pacific was founded. So they were only founded a year before this line started. It was founded by former LJN founder Jack Friedman. If you want to hear about all of that and how LJN ended up with the WWE superstars in the 80s, then go check out our episode 18. That was way back when. So when was that? December of 2020 when that one was released. So go back and check that. That'll actually give you some background on Jack Friedman and his dealings with WWF. And actually that was a little more interesting story on how he landed that than the way that the Jack's Pacific got it. I never really had a history on how they ended up with it, but I'm sure it had a lot to do with what Jack did with the line in the 80s with LJN. So he picked it up in 96. Now, he founded the company in 95. LJN had their problems in the 90s. He went on and did another like a video game type company for a few years. And then it was getting more technical than what he knew what to do. So he kind of left that and started up Jack's Pacific. And like I said, Jack's, it's not spelled the same, but it's pretty much named after him. His first name is Jack. And so that's what they called it, Jack's Pacific. But like I said, they started in 95 and they picked up the license for WWF in 1996. They had big plans for the line because they did so well in the 80s. Then he said, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do big. We're going to go big because we did. Yeah. We did good in the 80s. I mean, there's even more interest in it now. There's even more interesting characters or wrestlers and stuff that's in there. So they went big. They went really big with this line. They decided they would have several different series and themes of figures throughout the line all at once. So they can have several different versions of their figures, like Andrew, you were talking about your Batmans there. If you go look at that Funko Pop, you got Batman, but you have a million different kind of Batman. So
you have all kinds of Batmans,
different variations. The same way in the diecast world, you can get like Hot Wheels. They'll do a certain Mustang, and then they'll release it in four or five different colors. That way, they know you're going to buy it. You might as well buy all the different colors, the variations. So they had all that going because they knew it was such a big, big thing, and they knew people would collect them if you had Stone Cold Steve Austin, and then you would put them in a vest in the next release, and then you would, you know, you'd do different things, and people will buy the different variations. So they knew it was a gold mine. So the line ran for 14 years. It went from 1996 to 2009. And then Mattel took over the license in 2010, and they still have it, I believe. So having several different lines within the line, it all started with the first line that came out, first series that came out with this was the Bone Crunching WWF Superstars series, with others following, such as the Titantron Live. There was an R3 Tech line. It was Ruthless Aggression, Deluxe Aggression, Classic Superstars, and there's many other different smaller ones. So the first one, like I said, that came out was this Bone Crunching. So I know John's got a picture of the back of a card here, kind of describing this. So when you're actually using these, the difference between these and what LJN had was these actually have articulation. LJN was just a rubber figure, you know.
Rubber figures.
And then, so these were actually action figures that had articulation. So, and in these articulations, they had a kick where when you would twist their arm or their leg or something like that, you'd hear this crunching noises inside there. So,
it says don't twist it. You have to actually move it like it's supposed to, and that's where it comes in.
Ah, okay.
If you twist it, it'll mess up the mechanism, apparently.
Ah, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, so you're actually wrestling with these guys, and they actually make noises like you've got bones snapping or something. Yeah,
that's interesting. So
that was something that they added to this. So let's just go through year by year, and like I said, there's not much history to this because there wasn't much to it because he already had the line with LJN, and I think that's how he ended up with this. He already knew it, so they just kind of gave him the license. And
yeah, he's already doing it with LJN for all the way into the 80s, so why not, you know, go with Jack? And
the LJN stuff, how he ended up with that was some kind of trickery and stuff like that. So
I remember us talking about that in that episode 18, so
yeah.
It was a long time ago, but yeah.
So you got a series, so 1996, you had the WWF Superstars Bone Crunching Action Series 1. So these came out. You had six different figures. A couple of the names back then, you know, you had Bret Hart, Diesel, Goldust, Shawn Michaels, The Undertaker, and Razor Ramon were your first set.
Big names. Pretty big names. Yeah. I mean, you're looking at The Undertaker. You're looking at Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels. Yeah, big names. Yeah.
And I'm not a wrestling fan, but I know these names, you know. So the wrestlers I know are from the 80s. You know, you got Hulk Hogan, you got Junkyard Dog, you got all those. But I
actually remember watching some wrestling around this time. Maybe it was a little bit later than this because I know around Y2K. Watching Jericho and stuff, and then The Rock and all that. But so I think we'll get into that. So this might have been a little bit before, but I do remember watching like Bret Hart. You know, obviously The Undertaker has wrestled for forever. And so some of these are like, what, John?
I said he doesn't die.
He won't die. Yeah.
All right. So the second wave, you had the WWF Superstars Bone Crunching Action Series 2. So this came out, had a couple of repaints from series one, of Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, and Undertaker. And then they put some newer ones in here. You had Owen Hart, Ultimate Warrior, and Vader, were some, this series was kind of distinguished from series one because the back of the card was a gold color instead of a blue color, right behind the figure. That's how you could tell the difference between series one and series two.
The bone crunching, like stuff that's inside the arm that makes that happen, maybe it's specifically on the Bret Hart ones. His arms look way too big for his body. Like they look a little too long.
Yeah.
Like maybe, hold on. Maybe that's just how it is. I don't know. If his arm was straight, his he can touch his knee without having to bend his. Like, he's got some.
Maybe he's got long arms anyway. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's what I was wondering. Maybe he just has long arms. I don't know. Because he's the only one that I really feel like his arm just.
One of them, his hand is.
Doesn't it just look a little unproportional? I don't know. I really like the Ultimate Warrior in this one. He's always a guy that I always liked. Mm-hmm. Just seems cool.
Yeah.
All right. Then we.
All right. What else so we so next you got the WWF Superstars. You got some multi packs. you got one with Razor Raymond and Diesel in a pack, and then another one is a four pack with Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Gold Dust and Ultimate Warrior in that four pack. And then the last thing that was
four packs.
Yeah, the last thing they put out for that first year. Was in the play sets. You had a wrestling ring, which was called the Monster Ring is what it was called. So
the official World Wrestling Federation Monster Ring.
Yeah. So.
Oh, and I love how it says "Get ready to rumble" on the box. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
I'm looking at it. Oh yeah, there it is. Yeah. It says "Get ready to rumble."
Yeah. So, all right. Oh, so
that's the classic WWF logo, man. Like, I know they got the new one or newer one that's like sketchy and all that, but that's the classic WWF logo from the 80s, man.
Yeah, you start seeing, and I think 97 still had that same logo, and then 98, I think you see the new logo on it.
Yeah.
WWE or WWE.
Well, it's still WWF, but it's in like scribbled and not the metal looking silver block letters. Yeah. So 97, you see the WWF Superstars Bone Crunching Action Series 3. So this was. So you had four re-releases of Bret Hart, Diesel, Goldust, Shawn Michaels, and then you had four brand new characters. You had Ahmed Johnson, British Bulldog, Mankind, and Psycho Sid.
Mankind, man.
Yeah, these were released on die cut cards. So these even the cards were different and everything here too. So the next series we're talking about, you got the Bone Crunching Action Bad Boys, which is series 4. So these had the series contained, it's had one release of Vader and five brand new characters. You have Farouk, I guess how you pronounce his name. Hunter Hearst Helmsley, Jerry Lawler, Justin Hawk Bradshaw, and Stone Cold Steve. So this is the first time we've seen Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Michael, you cannot say just Jerry Lawler. It's Jerry the King Lawler. Come on.
Well, it doesn't have the King on this. So maybe.
Well,
oh, I see. It does say on the card, though. It just Jerry, didn't have it in my notes. Sorry.
Jerry the King Lawler. Come on.
Jerry the King Lawler. Okay. I'll remember that next time.
So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Out of that line, I'm going to say Jerry the King Lawler, Stone Cold Austin. Those are the two big ones out of that line. I mean, I know the other guys are big, but yeah. Okay. Let's go on to 97 Series 5.
So then you had the Bone Crunching Action Series 5. So this contains six brand new figures. You had Flash Funk, Ken Shamrock, Rocky Maivia, Savio Vega, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Psycho Sid in this series.
So Stone Cold was a re-release, and then
And then you had a Best of 97 Series 1 and Series 2. These were actually just figures that were released through the year. So I guess this probably came out later in the year. so that's all I did was re-release some of the more popular guys for that. So you had six releases in series 1 and 8 in series 2. Yeah. So, and there was some variations in this. So you had on series 1, let's just go through the names. Ahmed Johnson, Bret Hart, we said Hitman or No Hitman on vest. So his vest was a variation.
Yeah.
British Bulldog, same thing on his. It either said Hitman or No Hitman. Owen Hart, same thing. I guess the best was the difference. And he has Stone Cold Steve Austin and Undertaker.
The Undertaker.
Yeah, so
obviously series, the best there.
Yeah, so series two figures. You had Crush, Goldust, Hunter Hearst Helmsley,
Helmsley.
Ken Shamrock, Mark Wildman Marrow, Rocky Maivia, Shawn Michaels, and then The Undertaker. So,
all right, John, do you remember watching wrestling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know who Hunter Hearst Helmsley is?
I know the name on that one. It's not one that I really...
You know him as Triple H.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Triple H. He's running the WWF right now, or WWE, whatever it is. I don't know what it is. He's basically running
this
it.
I was sitting there, I was like, wait a minute, I know that name, but...
This is before he became Triple, like really became Triple H, like when he first started wrestling and got in with the McMahons and everything.
All right.
All right, this next series that we're going to talk about is really, I think it's awesome that they did this.
You got the manager series one?
Yeah.
So you got two packs. You got four two packs. They come with a manager and their wrestler with them, wrestler manager combo. So you have Bob Backlund and Sultan, Clarence Mason and Crush, Paul Bearer and Mankind, and Sable and Mark Miro.
I just love that they did this because the managers in wrestling are such like they're their own characters.
Yeah,
and for them to add them into these figures with these two packs, I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So next one we have Ringside Collection Series One. So you have a referee. You have Sable. You have Sonny, and then Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon.
Yeah. So he gets his own figure here as well.
Well, so, of course.
And then there's a signature series one. Had new figures of Animal, Hawk, Hunter Hearst, Helmsley, Mankind, Goldust, and Stone Cold Steve Austin in the signature series.
I gotta say, these Mankind ones are probably the best.
The signature series on their inner thigh, they have the signature of the wrestler.
That's weird, but okay.
Well, it's just where
the weird spot.
The inner thigh. Huh? Right.
That's just a weird
spot. It was just where they put it. Yeah. Hold on.
Couldn't have put it on their arm,
Well, I guess it's on the thigh that's showing. You can kind of see if I can.
All right. I can see that.
Yeah, you can see it on the package.
Yeah, because they blow it up.
It's on the leg.
Yeah. It's just funny. It's a weird spot, but okay, whatever.
Then we got, and then they started a special edition series, which actually the very first special edition wasn't really a series one or anything. It's just one, and then I think the next year in '98 they started the actual series. So the special edition for '97 was just one figure. It was Yokozuna. So I don't know anything about him. He's a Japanese wrestler, I guess. But yeah, so they got a card for him.
That was an exclusive to KB Toys.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Exclusive to KB Toys, and was a production run of only 18,000 figures.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Limited.
Yeah. then they had a tag team series one. You had four different two packs of tag teams. So you had the Godwins, which is Phineas and Henry, Headbangers of Thrasher and Mosh, Legion of Doom, Hawk and Animal, New Blackjacks of Bradshaw and Wyndham. And then next you had a Legends series, which were some of the older guys. These are guys I know. So these were actually 8-inch figures.
I was about to say, these look a little bit bigger.
Yeah, they're a little bigger. You got Andre the Giant, Captain Lou Albano, Classy Freddy Blassie, and Jimmy Superfly Snuka. And then you had some more multi-packs. I'm not going to read through all of them, but there's...
let's see. How many? Yeah. Buried Alive,
nine of them.
Iron Rungs, Championship Title Series... Nation of Domination, Raw's War. Like these are all pretty cool sets.
Yeah.
Basically just a bunch of the same characters that they just kind of put together.
Yeah, they put together. Movies. Yeah, this was. Yeah. Then you have a couple of just superstar two packs. Most of them, let's see, there's one, two. Yeah, they're different. There's like four or five in one, and then a couple two packs. So, yeah. And then there was some extra rings. The Monster Ring was re-released. You have a Monster Ring that Raw is War Ring.
Okay.
I think the colors are different. So,
yeah.
On them. So, there's another. The let's see, there was a Raw is War Ring that came with a Stone Cold Steve Austin and Undertaker characters figures. The Monster Ring actually came with Bret Hart. And then you have a Raw is War that came with the referee. So you had three different of those with different figures. Then you have some mini Slammin' Action, which are some smaller little rings. So with some small figures with those.
I like how like one of them comes with the steel cage pieces.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got one that comes with like the ladder and everything. That's just kind of cool.
Yeah. All right, so 98, this is year three of the series. Let's see.
Okay, this is where we see the different logo.
This is where the
logo. This is the new WWF logo where it's kind of looks like somebody kind of scribbled with a crayon.
It's just not as classic as the other one.
No,
this is also where Triple H becomes Triple H and not Helmsley. So
yeah, because he's got his in the very first so you got their Bone Crunching Action Series 6, which has Triple H, Jeff Jarrett, Marco Mero, Mark Henry, Owen Hart, and Steve Blackman is in that series. And then you have Series 7 of that. This is actually a WrestleMania set. So Bone Crunching Action Series 7 are WrestleManias. So you have Dr. Death, Steve Williams, Edge. You have Stone Cold, Steve Austin, and Street Clothes. You have Undertaker, which was actually a new mold for this series. Val of Venus, and then X-Pac. What you got?
No. Oh, that's when that one comes in.
Okay. All right, so the next series we're talking about is Too Tough, which are two packs from they had a series one and series two that year. So there was two packs of this. You had a China and Triple H, Chains and Eight Ball, Goldust and Marlena, Interrogator and Reckon. Brian Christopher and Jerry the King Lawler, Kama Mustafa and DeLo Brown, Kurgan and the Jackal, and Road Dog and B.A. Billy Gunn. So those are your two packs.
That first one that you said, the China and the Triple H, like that brings back some memories.
Yeah.
From watching China, those years. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, they went all out on all these characters. They got a bunch of them. So best of 98, like I said, these were figures that were released throughout the year. They just re-released them in a different packaging. So you had series one, which had 8-Ball, Blackjack, Bradshaw, Brian Christopher, China, Shawn Michaels, Skull, Stone Cold, Steve Austin, and Vader. And then Series 2, you had Dan Seven, Dude Love, Triple H, Jeff Jarrett, Ken Shamrock, Mark Henry, Stone Cold, Steve Austin again, and Undertaker. And those had different color cards. Series 1 was a red card. Series 2 was a blue card. So the next series is the Grudge Match, which were two packs. So you had like 8 different two packs there. Yeah, Triple H versus Owen Hart, Kim Shamrock versus Dan Severn, Luna versus Sable, Marvelous Mark Mero versus Steve Blackman, Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Shawn Michaels, Taka versus Brian Christopher, Undertaker versus Kane, and then Vader versus Mark Henry. So then we have a new series pop up. This is called Livewire. This series is actually exclusive to Kmart. That's what these are, Kmart exclusives. So you had these actually came with accessories too. So you had China, which came with a ladder and chains. Ken Shamrock was a ladder. Mankind came with a ladder. Stone Cold Steve Austin came with hat and a chair. Undertaker came with a shovel and tombstone. And Vader came with a club and a bucket. So yeah, they start adding
some, hang each other up with stuff.
yeah. Hit each other upside the head with a ladder. There you go.
Oh my gosh, there's so many series.
Yeah, there's a bunch. Then you have Ringside Collection Series 2. And they have accessories as well. So you had Honky Tonk Man, Jim Cornette, Jim Ross, Sergeant Slaughter, Vince McMahon, and a referee.
I like Sergeant Slaughter from that one. Yeah. I always like that guy too. I don't know. The referee, I like that they're finally, you know, we get a couple of these refs. You know, that way you can actually have a fight.
You put a ref a random ref in there. Then I don't think they're modeled after anybody. It's just a referee threw in. So, yeah, some of these, like Honky Tonk Man, he's got a guitar. And then let's see, what is Vince McMahon? He just comes with a display stand. So,
yeah,
most of them come with display stands where you can stand your figure on. So the next one we got Ripped and Ruthless Series 1 and 2. Let's see. So there was Goldust, Mankind, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Undertaker, Triple H, Kane, Sable, and Shawn Michaels in that set.
Is this the first Kane that we've seen?
No, there was another Kane.
Was there another one?
Well, I don't know which one came out first. It was a two-pack, okay. But I don't know which one was released first through that year. But this is the first year we've seen Kane, I believe.
I remember when Kane came out, like when he first started hitting it, and I just couldn't remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was pretty awesome.
And here's another release of Series 1, a new release, Shotgun Saturday Night Series. So we got Henry O. Goodwin, Phineas Goodwin, Road Warrior Animal, Road Warrior Hawk, Rocky Maivia. I'm saying that wrong. Let me know. Savio Vega, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Undertaker. And these have all accessories too, like a chain, chainsaws, ladders, tombstone shovel for Undertaker. As a chair, battle axe, you know, stuff that they fight with. So
why would you bring a battle axe into a wrestling?
I don't know. I can see chairs, but I don't know about a battle axe.
You never know.
I mean, chairs, tables, ladders, we get all that, but
yeah.
Trying to cut their arms off. I don't remember that. But.
So next we have Series 2 of Signature Series. So you had Road Dogg, Jesse James, Billy Gunn, Dude Love, Kane, Shawn Michaels, and Undertaker. Okay, so the next one we have Slammers, Series 1 and Series 2 of Slammers, another new one, new series. Let's see. So this has got Bret Hart, Faroque, Goldust, Mankind, Steve Austin, Undertaker.
I think it's Faroque.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then Series 2 had Brian Pillman, Dude Love, Kane, Patriot, Shawn Michaels, and Taka. And then the special edition. This is the first Series 1 and Series 2 of special editions. There was actually two of these. You had Ahmed Johnson, British Bulldog, Rocky Maivia, Sonny, Undertaker, Vader, Yokozuna with white gear. So I guess this can be a little bit different from the very first one that was released here before. Series 2 had Faroque, Goldust, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, Sable, Savio Vega, and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah. Wow. So. I also want to point out that one, they reverted back to the WWF, old WWF logo on the card.
I
assume because it's the special edition or whatever.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But then I also and I noticed that because of the next series that we're about to talk about too has the same one.
Yeah, it's got the old one. It's called Stomp, and this is series 1, 2, and 3 all came out the same year. So the Stomp series, actually the three series, they all had different themes. So series 1 was a military theme. Series 2 was an underwater theme. I guess they were really stretching for this stuff. And then series 3 was a sci-fi theme. So, and let's see, the
sounds like they were doing stuff that turtles were doing.
Yeah, so they had military accessories. So they had like a rifle, backpack, knife, vest, scythe, axe, stuff like that for the figures of series 1. Series 2 came with like scuba equipment and a vest, and then series 3 all came with space armor. So
interesting.
Yeah, they were kind of reaching on that. Then you had a bunch of multi-packs come out that year, all different kinds. You had WrestleMania, Shotgun Saturday Night set, Off the Mat, Mick Foley's Triple Threat box set. It's all different kinds.
Yeah.
So then we had some – then you had just regular accessories. You had – some stuff with like trash cans and toilets. Yeah,
so these are
go with
little multi-packs,
the play sets. Yeah, I was looking at some of the play sets, and there was stuff that you can actually use, like backstage type stuff.
Yeah,
so
we hadn't got a couple times. I want to throw this out, but Rocky Maivia, is the Rock.
That's before he started going about Rock. Okay, that's why I didn't recognize.
I was just going through here. I looked at the picture. I said, "Wait, that's the Rock."
Okay,
but that was his name before he started going by the Rock.
Okay,
really,
kind of like Triple H.
Okay. So I didn't know.
I knew he had a different name, but I would never pay any attention to what it was. So
that's when he had his nice little curly hair up here. All right.
Probably before he started asking him if he smelled what he's cooking.
So there's after that, there's three more ring sets that came out. They come with different figures. The Raw is War. You had one with Stone Cold Steve Austin, Shawn Michaels, and a referee. Then there was a JCPenney exclusive with Undertaker, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and a referee. And then you had Attitude Wrestling Ring. That didn't have any figures with it. It was just the ring itself. Then you had two more mini Slam and Action rings. And there's one, like I said, because the Survivor Series one with the cage. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a cage match.
Yeah. All right. So,
99, there's a lot of stuff happening in 99 here.
Yeah, so we'll run just through the series real quick.
Yeah, because this is 99 is where the Rock becomes the Rock.
Yeah,
and becomes the People's Champion.
Yeah,
so we've got a few of those.
So you have the Superstars King of the Ring Series 8. So that's the continuation of the Bone Crunching series. you have Series 9, which is a SummerSlam series. You have Too Tough 2-packs. You get more of those. So series 3, 4, and 5, they all have four different ones in there. And you know, the Rock's in there. So he's going by the Rock by 1999.
Oh, yeah. The Rock and Mankind in a series together.
Yeah. Then we have Back Alley Street Fight. This is a new series called the Titantron Live Series. This series actually starts taking over from the Bone Crunching series. So they kind of phased that one out after the first 3 years and started putting in this Titantron series. So you had the Back Alley Street Fight series from that. Then you have the Back Talking Crushers series, series 1. So these guys actually talk. So they have push a button on the back and they start saying their little lines. So you have Big Show, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, and the Undertaker. So this is probably where he's asking to smell what he's cooking.
Yeah.
So now you have Breakdown in Your House, King of the Ring series. So this is, this series has got six different guys on there. They come with, like D'Lo Brown, he's got a boom box, draws as a kitchen sink. Cold Dust comes with a door. Mankind comes with a tire. Stone Cold Steve Austin comes with a lamp and a bookshelf. And then X-Pac comes with a television. So they're starting to give you some like backstage type accessories where they can throw at each other, I guess.
Yeah.
They take them in and beat each other up with it.
Yeah. And then you have the next series is the Camo Carnage. They're all in camo. Then you have a Deadly Games series. So this has got some of the accessories with these guys. You had a tire, a shovel, a racket, a crutch, a boom box, and a cooler. Stone Cold Steve Austin has a cooler with him. That's cool. All right.
We had something to carry his beer in.
I guess so, yeah. So then you have a DTA Tour series 1, 2, and 3. This was a new line they had for the year. And it's got several figures for these three series. And then the next one, we got Federation Fighters. These were 12-inch figures. These were big guys. So these, you have two different Kanes. You have Kane 1 with no flames and Kane 2 with flames. And then you had Stone Cold Steve Austin in camouflage. Then you have Stone Cold Steve Austin in jean shorts. Then you have The Rock in $500 shirt. And The Rock in tracksuit. And you have Undertaker. So, yeah. So, some of the outfits they're wearing. I guess you call them outfits for the wrestlers. then you have something a fully like loaded. Yeah. Then you have a fully loaded series 1 and 2. They have little accessories. There's a stool, shovel, bazooka, crate, wrench, sledgehammer, fire extinguisher. There's a door. The Rock has a door. So then series 2, same thing. They just have different, the card backs are different color. The series 1 is blue and the series 2 is a red color. Then you have a grudge match 2-packs. Then you have Livewire series 2. So these were the ones that were exclusive to Kmart. Then we have Maximum Sweat series 1, 2, and 3 and 4. And then you have special issue series with these. These guys actually had a water feature where you could put water in them and it looked like they were sweating.
So, of course.
Exactly. Yeah, so you have you fill them up with water and you had a small bottle that was included. Then the water would be released to simulate wrestler sweating. So that's an interesting gimmick there. So you have the Raw Heat, which is a Titantron series. Which had 4 repack figures from Raw's War series. So it's here's the Raw's War right after that. So it's kind of repack from that. So then you have Road Rage. That's another 6 figures. Accessories with these. You had Al Snow, Gangrel, Godfather, Hardcore, Holly, Test, and The Rock. And they all came with different things. So Shotgun Saturday Night Series 2. You had 6 figures for that. Signature Series, you have 3, 4, 5, and 6. And each one had 6 figures. So that's another 24 figures there. Smackdown Series from Triton Tron Live Series. These were actually 2 different waves. You had Series 1 and Series 2. of repacked figures with mixed accessories. The waves were themed to the Survivor Series and WrestleMania. Special edition series 3, 4, 5, and 6. This again, it's just various figures released throughout the year, and a best of kind of a packaging. Had 4 different waves that year, and then Saturday Night Heat. You had 6. So you had 6 figures for that right there.
Those came with some accessories. Yeah. Again, we've got the folding chair. I love the folding chair. Everyone that came with that is great.
Yeah. This one had a whip and a trash can. Who was it? A Sable. Sable had a whip and a trash can.
Did I forget something? Why does Stone Cold come with a bat? Oh, like a baseball bat. I was thinking like a bat.
No, baseball bat.
Like, is this an Ozzy Osbourne? Why is he coming with a bat? No, like a baseball bat.
Okay. The Rock comes with a stool and a bucket.
Yeah.
And Undertaker, he actually comes with a wrench. Fire extinguisher instead of his other stuff.
Bat got me off guard. Okay.
Then you have Super Stunners from the Triton Tron series. These actually had glow-in-the-dark features in them, too. So you had Christian, Edge, Gangrel, Kane, Stone Cold, Steve Austin, and Undertaker. They all had different glow-in-the-dark features. Edge comes with a chainsaw. I don't know why you have a chainsaw. Gangrel had a goblet and candles.
I vaguely remember chainsaws back in the day, but they didn't have actually chains on them. It was just the...
Just making noises.
Yeah. Just making noises.
Just making noises and threats. Yeah. And Kane come with a stretcher and a shovel. So, yeah. So then you have 3 more tag teams packagings sets. And then you have the Titan Tron Live Series 1, 2, and 3. So like I said, this was the set that was actually that was replacing the Bone Crushing Action line. So that it'll be a few years with this line, a couple years with this line. More multi-packs. They're just sticking wrestlers together. So you buy a multi-pack and you can have your own WrestleMania or championship, whatever you want. Yeah.
So we could run through every year of these. Like these are, it's a little crazy how they're doing all these because there's so many figures that are coming out. Yeah. But it's basically all the same people. You've got the same type of figure with different accessories, different outfits, which we kind of talked about. And then every year they maybe add a different person, which is what WWE, WWF was doing at the time. Mm-hmm. You got a new figure, new person that comes out. Runs for championships there, and then they retire somebody out, and the Undertaker decides he doesn't want to wrestle this year, so he takes a few weeks off, then he comes back, and Stone Cold rides his motorcycle in, and, you've got all the big stuff.
Yeah.
But they're basically all the same kind of figures. You've got, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pieces of points of articulation?
Mm-hmm.
And then... the muscles and all that, and they're just repackaging the same kind of figures,
but to as much money as possible. Yeah, and they'll do different variations. Like I said earlier, and then throughout the years they have other gimmicks. I was trying to find. There's one where they have 2000 the playsets. There's a trash talking stage.
Interesting.
So the figures come with like some kind of chip in them or whatever, and you would put that figure on this, like on the stage. You put the figure on the stage, and it knows which figure you have, and it'll say whatever tagline that wrestler says when he's going up the stage. Talked about the Rock, it'll ask you if you smell what he's cooking, stuff like that. There is,
I 2002. I also like this chaos in the cell. That's kind of cool because you get the steel cages, which are plastic, but
mm-hmm.
The whole thing.
There's a backstage. I don't know if it's this one on 2000. the SmackDown Backstage Mayhem playset. There's actually, you know, you can bust through the wall. You can, there's like a toilet there, and you put the wrestler's head in there, and you, it actually does flushing sounds.
Oh gosh!
But it those playsets are interactive because you can put your figure on these sets, and it knows which figure you have, and it just says different things that the wrestlers actually say, like when they're coming out on stage. So
yeah, that's kind of cool.
There's a lot of interaction that they got into starting with 2000, and then going forward, all the way through. You know, we ran through the first 4 years pretty quick, but like I said, there's 14 years of this. That
yeah, there's a lot. And I mean, like I said, the figures, they're adding new people in, they're taking some people out, they're giving you all the people that were wrestling those years in some form or fashion. Mm-hmm. But they're basically all kind of the same figures. You've got, you know, six to eight pieces of or points of articulation. And then going from there, like, I mean, it's just an action figure. It has muscles and stuff like that. That yeah. The chips are kind of cool. I like how they added that with the stages. Yeah, I mean, they're doing it's just like with wrestling. There's what, two wrestling, big wrestling matches a week. And they're just constantly doing strange things. It's like, when you've got a championship match that happens like almost every month, as opposed to like baseball or hockey or whatever, you've got one champion for the year. Like these guys are changing champions every other, you know, two, a couple weeks.
Yeah. 2004, real quick, 2004 had a classic superstars series where you had, you know, you had some of these guys that we've been talking about. Then you have, let's see. So you have a Junkyard Dog, Hillbilly Jim, Hacksaw Jim Dugan, Rowdy Roddy Piper, and those guys. So there's Andre the Giant, GameStop exclusive. Yeah, so there's Ultimate Warrior Marvel Edition. So yeah, there's a lot more, a lot. I mean, we could. Actually, we're almost to the hour line, or pretty close to an hour. So we won't go through every one of these.
Yeah, there's so much here.
The rundown through the first 4 years kind of gives you an idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, they're releasing so much. Like you said, they're like each year you're going to get a different kind of like ring or something that they're doing because they just change the ring all the time, like the Hell in the Cell, those kind of things that they would do. So I think that's kind of cool that they kept up with
Eliminate Chamber.
Yeah, they did this with the right people, not just, you know, like Mattel back in the day who would have just released, you know, 15 figures and let it go. They went with somebody who's going to constantly do the same thing that like WWE is or WWF is doing. So, you know, I want to jump to this real quick, something we haven't done in a while. All right. So did Larry have it? So okay. I happened to just hear from Larry. Hey, Larry. You guys all know Larry over from SDS, guys. Had a lot of toys. We talked to him with the LJN stuff. He had a lot of the LJN stuff and everything. Mm-hmm. And with this, what do you guys think? You think Larry had some of these, Michael?
I would think most he probably definitely. Picked up some of them.
John, so I know he's, you think he had some?
He's about our age. I think he's probably about John's same age as John, maybe between you and Andrew. That was high school time for you guys. I was in 96. I was in college already, but I think he probably picked up a couple of these. Yeah.
John, you go with that too?
Yeah. I think he had some of these.
Yeah. You're both wrong. He actually didn't have any of the Jacks.
Really? Oh man.
Yeah. He said he had
the LJN.
He had the LJN and he says he has some toy biz from the WCW at the time, but he didn't have any Jacks Pacific. So kind of interesting, you know. Like I said, I just heard back from him. I was worried I wasn't going to hear back from him in time, but we got that. So, Aaron, you'll be happy to know, Larry didn't have any of these. It's kind of interesting because you think I would have thought he had some of these.
I would thought really so. Did. At least pick up one or two of them, but yeah.
So you know, sorry to say he didn't. Let's jump over to some rankings. I want to see what you guys think about these. If I can share this. Yeah, let's look at these. So on our rankings here, guys, We've got a few things in this. This will be the eighth toy line that we have in this series of our rankings. Where do you guys put these? And there's a lot to them.
I think I'm going to put these. Put these at number four, right above Mighty Ducks.
Number four?
Yeah.
John?
I think these are actually pretty cool. I like the bone crushing noises and stuff.
Yeah,
I thought that was interesting, and the sweat one with the water.
That's kind of weird, but you know,
you wouldn't think anybody would think about that. Yeah,
yeah.
Back then, I was into wrestling and just kind of watching it with some buddies and stuff. I'm gonna put them at number two.
Number two, that's where I'm going with mine, John. I'm going number two because, like I said, I like the bone crunching. I like the sweat, that like the gimmicks that they were using with these, which worked so well with wrestling figures. They weren't just trying to do, oh, we can do sounds over here or whatever. That works great too, but they wanted to do things that were like specific to this, because you're not going to get sweat in like G.I. Joes. Like, even if they want to do that, like that just doesn't, I don't know if it works. But these guys, they were sweating on that everything. Like, it's, and these are pretty awesome. I actually like these. And they did the variations of so many people that I remember wrestling, you know, all the way up through, like, they went through 2009 before Mattel took over in 2010. So yeah, I think these are actually pretty cool little toys.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys want to add on that?
No, I'm sure there's people out there that's got all of these. Like I said, there's a ton of these. You know, we skimmed through just the first 4 years. And there's so much just in those first four years. Just looking at the first year, you know, you had a few releases, and then you get into year two and year three, and it gets more and more. And you're like, oh man.
So I feel like year one, even though they were coming from LJN and taking over, like, from them, knowing that these were going to work, they still played it safe. They're like, hey, we have some new things. We're going to play it safe. We're going to release a good amount, but a few. And then when it worked, they were like, okay, let's flood the market.
Flooded.
You know, you got, it seemed like every week, probably another series that's coming out. So
probably, because there was so much there. You probably had one almost once a week come through.
Yeah, which is pretty awesome. I mean, hey, if you're going to put toys out there, do it right. Do it good. So, yeah.
And I'm sure there's guys that's got collections of these that just, that's a lot. So,
oh yeah, I'm sure. I mean, there's people I know, like I said, I wish Larry had a few, but I'm sure there's people that just had everything. We'd get all of them. So, you know, an interesting thing that I saw as I was looking through, the values of these are all pretty much the same. The play sets are where the value is at, if you're looking for the big value, because carded, these figures run anywhere from $20 to like $50, you know. They were all pretty much the same in that range. Uncarded loose figures were anywhere from 10 to like 20.
Yeah. I do want to, you know, we were looking at this. I don't know when this website was updated last, or if it had been updated with these prices, but yeah, it's probably pretty close to what they are.
That's not terrible for these, to be honest.
No, I know. And it's, like I said, this is we kind of utilized the Toy Collector's Guide to get some of this information. So, we want to thank them for having this information out for us to utilize. So, but yeah, so they're pretty reasonable in price, I think.
And like you mentioned a couple times, like, we only skimmed the first four. We just talked about the first 4 years, just kind of because there's so much, but they basically just go on and on and on. If there is anybody specific that you were looking for Jax Pacific, like what I did there, then go look, like, toycollectorsguide.com. They have a lot of stuff here for these, and you can probably find pretty much anybody you wanted to see wrestle. So I was waiting to see if they had a Mick Foley, but I think at this point he was doing Mankind, so that's where he was at. So, you know, that's what they got.
Yeah, because there was a Mankind.
There was a lot of Mankinds.
There's a lot of them on
Mick
there.
Mick Foley's, yeah. Because obviously, I think he was Mick Foley before he was Mankind. Right. But I don't. And then he went back to Mick Foley. I don't remember.
I couldn't tell.
Well, thanks for listening. Be sure you go check out our social medias. John listed all those at the top of the thing. Also, go over to Cross the Streams Media. Check out all of our partner podcasts that are over there, including the STS guys, like we just talked with Larry. Those guys are going on episode 954 billion and two. They've been around for a long time. So go listen to them. I think they're still doing them Saturday nights and releasing. So lots of good content out there. Thanks for listening to this. This is episode 140, which I don't know if you guys know, that puts us tied with the Dorksmen on episode releases. And then if you add our bonus episodes, we may be beating them. But we can talk about that next week when we beat them. Thanks for listening. Anything else you guys want to add?
Nope.
All right. Cool. I'll be at with Brothers Newland. At what?
I said you smell what I'm cooking.
Oh my God. There you go. On behalf of the Brothers Newland of the Toy Rewind podcast, play on.
You've been listening to the Toy Rewind podcast. Follow and join in the conversations at toyrewindpodcast.com.
This has been a Cross the Streams Media Podcast.